Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Hey folks, I also want to talk about good friends over at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. They are hosting their first ever tournament with $750 in cash prizes available. Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center invites you to play in a two-man scramble at Whistling Straits, all from the comfort of indoors on their top-tech cutting-edge golf simulators. Grab a friend and sign up today at WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com. The tournament is $120 per pairing and runs through December 31st. Your winter chance to play Whistling Straits awaits you. WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com.
We finished the hour on Friday with Fat Jack. Go to FatJackSports.com. If he helps you as much as he helps me, man, you're going to be happy. You need him more than ever before because there are so many different ways. You need to know the best way to do it in addition to making the right picks. Fat Jack, you ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, Homer, is that we've been able to dive into some of those extra ways also. You know, players' props were 4-1 again last night. Soccer's on a 10-2 run. I mean, these are things that 10 years ago, I would have laughed if you'd said we were going to be making money in soccer. I mean, my gosh. But there are so many ways to make money that not all are good, but we've been able to kind of dig a little bit deeper and find other ways to make money. So really, really nice season for the Fat Jack Sports Service clients. So good time to get signed up. What do you got for me today?
No. What changed your mind about exploring all these other options that you didn't do for a long, long time? You've been doing this for how many years, and for how many years did you say, I'm not going into that field, and now you are, and people benefit?
Yeah, so for like 20, I've been this for 27 years. I've been on with you guys for the better part of like 15, maybe. I mean, even longer. But 27 years I've been doing this. Really, it started happening when they legalized sports gambling around the country, and states started expanding the where you could bet on sports and what you could bet on. And honestly, the other part of it was my I don't know, courage or just a lack of need to do everything myself. I've delegated some of these other sports to people that are experts in this sport and, frankly, great gamblers. And so that's been really the key. I don't know anything about soccer. I don't care about soccer. But I've got two guys that are really good at soccer. They're very, very sharp. They make a lot. We were 5-1 last week, 5-1 the week before. These guys are professional soccer gamblers. And so I've been able to delegate a little bit, and the expansion of where you can bet, how many sports you can bet, how many ways, there are softer lines in some of those spots. And so exploring that has made my clients and I a lot more money over the last 6 or 7 years.
All right, you know me, I got ideas. All right, here's my idea. The Bears stink, or even like the Jets stink. I don't know that you've talked much about the money line. I don't know by how many points it's going to be, but I know when the game's over, they're going to be the losing team. Your theory on money line and how it might apply to certain teams, like the two I just mentioned, I'm amazed. I don't care how many points the Jets are ahead. I know by the end of the game, they're going to have lost it.
Well, the Jets ended up in overtime last week. So if you had bet, and like I said, you're not getting even money. So money line bets are you're going to play $500 or $600 to win 100 on a game like the Jets when they're 5 or 6 point underdogs. So last week, you would have gotten there, but it took overtime and took a touchdown overtime to even be close to the number. Never forget about the parity in the league. You will be able to look back after the fact every single week and say, that was easy. I knew the Giants were going to stink. You know, Danny DeVito's whatever brother, whoever he is, that DeVito cannot throw touchdown passes. They're not any good. But Vegas knows that also. So for you to lay that type of money, you're never getting as good on the math as it's going to take to win that consistently. And it only takes one or two losses in those spots. A team like Carolina that, although haven't won, have covered five straight, and they may end up winning a game at some point when they're an underdog. You'll have every week some of these teams that are underdogs, one or two will jump up and get a win. And when they do, it takes away your profit for all those what seem to be easy money line winners throughout the year.
The reason I brought it up is that I was of the belief that you're just not a money line guy. I don't know that you've mentioned it ever on this show. And so I thought, well, then there's got to be something he doesn't like. And you just explained
it. Math.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's math. I don't like the bad math, Homer. You the same way with parlays. You're going to you'll hit 4 out of 5, but when you lose the fifth one, you're going to lose 6 units. So over the course of the season, you're going to lose money doing that if you're not really, really lucky. And I just feel like there's easier ways to make money. Betting spreads and totals are easier.
All right. Now, let's get to the college football. You got the. I just think there's going to be a fascination and an interest, and there's got to be maybe an insight. I don't know how anybody can know for sure because this 12-team has never existed. What is your thought going in? Because I think it's going to be a level of excitement in all areas like never before.
Yeah, so there's a learning curve not only with us as the gambler and the fan, but also with the committee, and they certainly got some things wrong. I think they got some things right also. I think it's good that they have a non-Power 4 team that gets in automatically with the highest rank and when they win that conference. But I also think that once you get to 12 teams, similar to basketball, Homer, in your world, when you get to the tournament, you reseed things. So you don't just automatically go in with the number one team ranked team in the country is going to be the number one seed. You re-rank them based on who's in the tournament. And so I think that's probably where this needs to go, because teams like Oregon, having horribly difficult paths, at least in theory, before we start to get to the finals, that's not right. They should not be rewarding teams like Penn State that haven't beaten anybody that's ranked with an easier path, at least in theory. We still have to play the games. Anybody can lose on any given day, but I think there's some tweaking that will happen going forward. From a gambling standpoint, though, and this counts for the bowl games as well, think underdog, think added pressure to the better team. You will get some favorites that get there, but more time. But in the bowl system, you're going to get underdogs that are going to cover more times than not over favorites, even with this type of pass. So there's some. The exception to that, win the line of scrimmage. I talk about this in the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Win the line of scrimmage, you're going to win the game most of the time. So teams like that are playing SMU, teams that are playing Boise, those type of teams that have inferior athletes up front. And it's not debatable. They have inferior athletes up front. Can they overcome that? Most of the time, they can't. So if you win the line of scrimmage, you're going to win games. So underdog, unless it's a team that's going to get beat up front. So be careful with those those wild card teams like SMU, like Boise, because they've got to overcome some real problems up front physically.
Go to FatJackSports.com. All right, I'm just taking the SEC. I just think it's the best conference. Is usually when I say stuff like that, you go, hold on, Homer.
Now, there's a lot of parity in college football this year for sure, but that's not the worst place to start. You do, and it goes back to recruiting, Homer, right? I mean, you get the best athletes in the SEC every year, with the exception of Ohio State will sometimes be in the top five recruiting, and you'll get an outlier from one of these other schools. But top to bottom, the better athletes, especially the physical front seven guys, offensive, defensive line, and linebackers, those guys, the better players go SEC most of the time. Now, there's guys that are driving around right now up there in Wisconsin saying, well, wait a minute, Jack, Michigan gets them sometimes, Ohio State get them, we get them in Wisconsin. That's true. But generally speaking, the better athletes are coming from the South and they're staying South in the SEC. So if you're going to pick a conference, that's really a good place to start.
I have a curiosity of Notre Dame, Indiana. I want to know what you think.
You've got Notre Dame that has really improved all year, and I think that's been the biggest part about them since they lost to Northern Illinois. This is a team that's getting better, and this is a dangerous Indiana team. We saw what they did all year long. Offensively, they're very, very dangerous, but physically, like I was kind of talking about, you're going to get better athletes up front. We saw that when Indiana finally played a really good team. They got beat up front, weren't able to throw it down the field, and when they became more predictable, it kind of got out of hand. Unless they're able to execute early at a really, really high rate, like scoring.
Hold on. We lost you. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. We lost you for just a second. Go ahead again.
I think the physicality of Notre Dame eventually will get there unless they're able to score at a very, very high rate, Indiana, that is, on offense early in the game, putting some pressure on Notre Dame to then become one-dimensional. I take the physical teams in this playoff, and Indiana, although very good and dangerous offensively, not incredibly physical.
This is another theory thing. I know how much Vegas and the odds makers will let you bet on an NFL game, which tells me they must be very comfortable with their line. Is it easier? It's never easy. Is it easier, all things being equal, to think you know or might have an edge in college more than the pros? Or again, one of my theories that's garbage.
Yeah, the reason you can bet more in the NFL is because there's a ton more volume. It's the most popular sport in the country by far from a betting perspective. So on Sunday, you're going to have a lot of times 10 to 12, 15 times more money bet on an NFL game than you will on a college game. So if you walk up and you want to bet more money on an NFL game, it doesn't expose them. And so they're okay, you know, taking bigger bets. It is a lot about the lines, too. They are sharper, generally speaking, although I do really well in the NFL, actually better the last 3 years in the NFL than college. But college football, you don't have as much money, so when you get a guy walk up with $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, it does more to their position in a particular game, and that's why you get those line movements. To your point, though, especially in the bowls, it's more about effort and motivation than it is talent. So if you can figure out which of these teams want to be there, want to play, you'll have a lot more easy winners. There's not a ton of easy winners in the NFL because everybody cares every week, and there's a lot of parity. In college, watch it this last couple weeks in the bowls over, you're going to get guys that just show up and they just fold up their tent and go home. They're down 21-0 before we even start. And sometimes that's a team that received going into the game was supposed to be a lot better than the team that's up 21-0. So find motivation, find who wants to be there, find consistency, and that's going to make you money during the bowls.
Again, go to fatjacksports.com. And any last thought or any NFL game or any that you want to pass along that I neglected to ask about?
Yeah, you like best teams. Let's play the better team. So there are a couple of those we can look at this week. Baltimore playing the Giants, and exactly what you're talking about from that money line perspective, they're giving now 17.5 points. That's a ton of points in football, but that's probably where the line should be. The Giants can't score. Baltimore's off a bye. They're also off a loss. They're mad, and they do things offensively. Their defense is the weak part of their team, and if you can't take advantage of somebody being bad on defense, then you're going to have trouble getting there and covering numbers. So Baltimore minus the points there. The upset alert this week, look for the Dolphins to go on the road and beat Houston. Bad matchup with a Dolphins team that does throw it down the field, likes to extend things, get it up in the 30s. They're going to score points. Houston will have trouble keeping up. That'll be kind of an upset underdog alert.
I don't even ask you about the bowl games. I don't even know when they are, and they're so insignificant to me now because of the playoff system. But from a betting standpoint, I'm sure there are, as you alluded to, some great possibilities there.
Yeah, the money spends exactly the same
yes,
on Southern Connecticut and Fordham in basketball, or a bowl game that nobody cares about. That money spends exactly the same as figuring out who's going to win between Buffalo and Detroit this weekend. So FatJackSports.com, if you don't or can't do all that work, that's the difference, Homer, is that I not only know how to look for it, but I have the time, energy, effort, and resources to look for that and find those winners. So that's why you go get signed up this time of year, along with that bowl analysis sheet that gets you a predicted score on every single bowl game. Great for office pools, guys who like to play more than just the top plays, and get you into profit consistently through the month of December and beyond.
Thanks, Jack. Appreciate it. Talk next Friday.
All right. Have a good week. Thanks, Homer.
Go to FatJackSports.com. And as I like to say, I don't know what's next, but it isn't as good as this was. Next.